Christmas Tree Exports, helping to build our ag trade. Welcome and Merry Christmas, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. You know, more and more people in other countries are gathering around real Christmas trees grown here in the United States. Gary Crawford has more.
Glad tidings of the season for ag exports.
Our exports for the current fiscal year are projected to be $64.5 billion, an all-time record high.
And a small but growing bit of those exports coming from another seasonal product.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
Yes, Christmas trees.
The export market is important to the overall industry because it amounts to several million trees a year.
Jim Heater is a prominent tree grower from Oregon, and he told us
Mexico alone takes somewhere close to 1.5 million trees or thereabouts. Canada takes another maybe 500,000. And there are markets being opened up in such areas as Korea, the South American countries, Japan and Singapore and Hong Kong and places like that.
And each year, exports become a more important part of the Christmas tree business.
Oh, Christmas tree.
In Washington, Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And as we reported earlier on our program, it's been a fairly good season for Tennessee's more than 50 Christmas tree farmers. Well, the Christmas Spirit Foundation and Memphis-based FedEx, working with New Holland and the National Christmas Tree Association, recently organized a nationwide effort to boost the Christmas spirit for our U.S. military men and women. Several hundred U.S. tree farmers donated more than 3,500 Christmas trees to five military bases here in the United States and overseas. And obviously, we want to wish our best to our service men and women and their families at this time of year. And please, hope all of you have a safe holiday weekend. Join us back Monday right here on the Tennessee Radio Network.